Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom. My name is Carlos Alvarez. I'll be your host for the show. On today's episode, we have Yoni Mazur, co-founder and CGO of Getida. Yoni, what's up? Did I say the name right?
Got it perfectly. Appreciate it.
No help, right?
No help. Yeah. No. I'm not holding a sign or anything saying, you know, pronounce it this or that. It's a good shot.
The Hispanic accent didn't kick in and make me say it another way. But there's so many places to start with this episode, and I'm super excited that you're a sponsor. So everybody, if you don't know, now you know. Get ready to hear a lot about Getida, who's amazing. Of the group, of the podcast. And I've never felt more like, I love all my sponsors, but I've never felt more connected or in line with a sponsor as I do with Getida. And I'd like to obviously touch on some of the more popular services that Getida offers, but I'd also like to touch on that other side of it as well. So for listeners that do not know Yoni and do not know Getida, can you talk to me? Like, we're stuck in the elevator. We have 3-4 minutes. Like, tell me.
You got it. In a nutshell, right? I don't want to overbear the stamina of the court. I don't know if you remember who said that. OJ Simpson, I think, right?
I didn't know, but as soon as you were pronouncing it, it like dawned on me and I was seeing the visuals.
Yeah, so I don't want to overbear the stamina, but I'll do it anyway. So essentially, Getida, we're a technology company. But our claim to fame is our ability to help Amazon sellers get the maximum FBA reimbursements that they're eligible to receive, right? So quite simply, you can connect your Amazon account to Getida. We're going to go back 18 months. Any opportunity that we have, that we can discover for you that you're owed a reimbursement, our technology is going to catch that. But then our dedicated service team will open a case with Amazon, is going to manage all the back and forth until there's a recovery. What's interesting with us, it's very, very flexible. It's very straightforward the way we operate because we don't charge any subscription fees. There's no contract. You can cancel at any time. You only pay a fee from the recovery. So let's say we got you $100 back you never had access to before, right? It's essentially money back from the dead. You know, we charge a 25% fee, which would be $25. Now, in addition to all that, we're customizable. What does that mean? It means that even if you're doing it yourself or you're using another provider and you're happy with them, we encourage you to keep them. Not an issue. Whatever they're missing out, we're going to be able to come in and grab that value back to you and put it back in your pocket because there's limitations. You can go back 18 months. After 18 months, things expire. So our mission is very, very simple, to get you the maximum that you're eligible to receive, because if we don't, or if you as an Amazon seller don't get everything you're eligible to receive, you lose two things. The first thing you lose is your investment, the money invested into the inventory. But the second thing you lose, which is really interesting, is your profit. And why? Because when Amazon pays a reimbursement, they're actually very kind. They're very nice. They pay you the retail value, the value expected to get by selling it on Amazon. So our mission, once again, is to shift a double negative momentum into a double positive momentum. You get your money back and all your profit back. And we only get paid if we're successful. So if 1 month we got you $100, we get $25. Next month we got you $0, we get paid $0. So that's kind of the flair there.
There's a few things I want to unpack about that. And I've had since we last spoke about it and I had an amazing one-on-one conversation with you, I think I've told everybody about it. I've never been, let me say this straight up. It seems like you can throw a rock now and hit somebody that retrieves your refunds now on Amazon. And I get pitched by them every single day for my group. Like, put us out there, send us to your group. We'll give you this affiliate commission. And it's like, nah, man, like this has got to be really, really good. But you guys, like, you guys are the real deal on this. And after talking to you, I'm just beyond excited about it. The number one pushback, a few things to unpack, but the number one pushback I've heard, not pushback, but the number one like knee-jerk reaction response. Yeah. That I get when I'm like, hey guys, we have a huge announcement because we're still creating the graphics and everything to do this big reveal of the sponsorship, is they're like, you know, they're expensive. You get this thing, like, you know, they're expensive. And I think it's a 20, 25%. I think you said it right. And yeah, when I started looking initially, cause I'm like, you know, I want to bring the best to my group. I was like, well, you know, this is something that if you compare just that to other ones, it's sort of like how some people say my local 3PL is so much cheaper than Amazon FBA. I was like, yeah, if you don't count the fact that it's not Prime eligible in your local 3PL, right? What I love though is what you just said there, and that is you're working with someone that you feel is cheaper and they're getting you all of your refunds. Keep working with them. We're only going to get you the stuff that your person that you love couldn't get you. And if we don't get that, then so it doesn't matter at that case if you charge 50%. Like, they already got everything that they believe they could get. Yes. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, it's based on pure value. If we're not valuable, we're not going to get paid ever. So we always keep ourselves valuable. That's kind of our core focus. So through these elements, we're really able to grow in the past 6 years since 2015 to the, I guess, we're the largest organization in the world dedicated just for this. We're not an agency that does it on the side. We're not whatever other things. This is all we live for, right? So this is our specialty and we got to excel in it. Plus, we operate on a global level. So if you're selling in the US, Canada, Mexico, UK, Germany, we're there for you. We see this on a global level and we have a lot of international clients because a lot of the kind of the game is focused on the US because it's really the 900 pounds of gorilla of Amazon. But we already looked at this internationally and we have so much data set from all these marketplaces and that's when it becomes really valuable. I'll give you a small analogy of the value. I'll also touch the percentage. When people say expensive, I love it when they say it and I'll tell you why because how I see things. But let's say, I think I mentioned this to you also. Let's say Carlos Alvarez, he lives in Miami. He wants to dig, some golden coins from the sand, the beautiful beaches of Miami. So he takes this metal detector that he made or he bought somewhere, and it's really, really good, but it goes down 10 feet. So this is where you get limitation. 10 feet, this is how you dig in. And this is what the technology that you currently have enables you. But for our experience, the fact that we audit billions of dollars of transactions every single day, our metal detector will go down like 10 miles. So there's many, many, many more layers of opportunity to find this golden nuggets or the golden coins. And only for so technology is one thing. The second thing is the muscle, the ability to dig down and get it. That's our team. This back and forth with Amazon and further documentation is needed. They'll go and pursue it and get it. Other providers, many times what they do is what I call spray and pray. They open a case. If it got paid, great. If it didn't, bye-bye. We don't work like that. We're actual auditors. So we look at the numbers of the on a minus, on a deficit. If we can identify a deficit, something that's a minus, that's when we start to reconcile with Amazon. So let's say we open a case and Amazon rejects it. I mean, maybe it's a new team member or they're not understanding what's going on. They're just hurrying to get their lunch. We're going to review their reply. We're going to reopen the case again and explain again the situation, maybe in a different angle, and effectively convert a rejected claim into a paid claim. And that is extremely valuable. The ability to hone down on the mathematics of things on the minus. So if you identify it, that minus has to be reconciled. As long as it's not, our team will keep digging it. So that is value. We extract it from, I don't know, 3 miles below, whatever, you know, the depth is. And only if you're successful putting it back in your pocket, only then we get paid. I want to mention that Amazon pays you, the seller, and only then we get paid. It's not like Amazon gives us the money, then we give you the money, anything like that. Sometimes people get confused about the flow. Amazon will pay you. You'll get the money. Once a month, we're going to send you a summary, and only for successful giving you anything, we'll get paid. Now, to the ones that say that we're expensive, I love it because the rate doesn't matter. What matters is who gets you more back. Because if the rate really, really mattered, Carlos, right, nobody would sell on Amazon. Everybody would still sell on eBay. eBay charges 10%. Amazon charges 15% and beyond. But lo and behold, how come everybody's choosing Amazon if they're paying 15% and not 10% with eBay? Because the rate doesn't matter. What matters is the value you get out of it, how much you keep more in your pocket, and which platform you can get more in your pocket. So that's kind of how we focus on things and break down the elements. And once again, if I encourage everybody to sell on eBay, but most likely you will still find a lot of value, you know, selling on Amazon and enriching your pocket.
I imagine that you have a lot of like case studies too. Like I'm already, my mind's going, especially with the sponsorship. It's like, how can we, because I don't want to put another agency's name out there and say, hey, look, you stink against Gatita, right? Because that I like to stay positive.
Yeah.
Right. So I'd love to like put something together that's, you know, find someone in the group and be like, hey, look, you just have to be, this has to be made public, but we'll keep the other company's name blank. And I want you to go all in, and I want you to get all of the profits you can back. Not profits. I want to get all the money owed to you back.
Exactly. The opportunity that was about to be missed. It's the opportunity that's about to be missed. We have the, I guess, experience, a set of tools to always bring it back. And once again, if we don't, we get paid nothing. This is great. Actually, it reminds me of an actual real thing that happened to me in a trade show. Actually, in an event. There was an event for sellers. This was in Brooklyn. High rollers. I'm telling you, the whole room was high rollers. So they did a stage, and essentially it was kind of freestyle. It's almost like battle rapping. So they had me there on the stage, and they had to ask like the roughest questions, like, you guys are expensive, how are you better, all that stuff. Then I kind of said what I told you right now, all these elements. And then by God sent, I don't know, miracle from the crowd, it was like, I was like, anybody from the crowd uses Gitira? So a bunch of hands raised up. I choose one of them, whatever, random one. Okay, you, did you use anybody before? He said, yes. I said, all right. He said, actually, he's used two before Gitira. Okay. Were we able to get you more money back? He's like, yeah, right away, you got me 20 grand more. All of a sudden, there was silence in the audience. And I remember everybody was getting up and went to our booth. Right away, everybody stood up on their feet and went to our booth. It was like out of nowhere. So, yeah, it's like you mentioned, the case study where, you know, one layer, second layer, we can come in and extract that value, because that 20 grand, if it wasn't for us, will be gone forever. And now that he has it back in his pocket, that 20 grand, they can pay for another trade show or another course or another event or the next PPC. There's so many things you can do with money you never expected to have in your pocket. And that's how we find ourselves very happy by the fact that it stimulates all these sellers to keep propelling forward.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of these cases where I have some people come up to me and they're like, you know, I'm not working with this agency. Their photos are expensive. My neighbor's friend's daughter's brother has a little photo booth he got on eBay. I'm going to have them take the pictures. It's cheaper. And cheap in that instance is very expensive. So if somebody, I feel like this is going to be my default answer. I'm like, I'm working with you now, like on a podcast, I like prep my answer to the group. And I was like, when one of my group members comes to me, it's like, 25% is expensive. And I'm going to be like, okay, well, this person that charged you 5% and left $20,000.
That is your cost. That's your true cost.
That's your cost.
Exactly.
Yeah, you paid $20,000 for that. Yeah.
That's the invisible cost that we put a big emphasis to. Just, you know, proof is always in the pudding. You want to use the others, keep using it, no problem. But every time we get you back the rest, you'll find us valuable. If you want to keep that installment, that's okay. If you just want to use us, that's okay as well. We're very, very agnostic about it, because we're doing well, and there's so much more to cover. We found that the world of Amazon sellers is kind of split almost in the middle. Half of the sellers are not even aware anything's wrong. They don't even know, no clue that they're owed anything, right? So we put a lot of emphasis on educating them and raising the awareness, even if they don't use us. But the fact they're going to take action and make more, we know our job is done. Good chance we're going to catch a lot of them anyway, so we'll be okay. And then there's the other half. They're more sophisticated, they're more savvy sellers. They're doing something already. Maybe they're using other providers, which is okay. But raise the awareness to them that there's still probably more opportunity. We're here to give you the opportunity to get it. You can always connect to the Gitira. It's free to join. You're always going to have access to our dashboard. In the dashboard, you're going to get free data. You're going to get a free estimate that tells you, we think we can get you $5, $5,000, $50,000. And that data set is free. And then you can make a calculated and educated decision if you'd like the Gitira to assist you with recovering that or not. Because once you access our data, right, our dashboard for free, you see an estimate. You know that you did the job, your team did the job, and another provider. And then there's a little extra for you. You click a button, you enable us, and then we can come and help you. It always works. It's always very transparent, and you can always feel and touch the value.
Talk to me about the enable us, because that's something I wanted to ask. What are the mechanics on starting a relationship with, like, what kind of permissions and access, and like, what do I need to turn over to Gitira to start working with Gitira?
Got it. So four steps, right? You visit Gitira.com, you click over there, it says free sign up. You know, the first step will be just basic information. The second step will be connecting your MWS credentials, right? API connections, you know, so, and then once you do that, you have access to our dashboard. You're in our dashboard, you're in our ecosystem, it's free, no problem. We're going to get data populating after a few hours, maybe a few days, it's all good. And then the third step will be putting billing information. If you want to enable us, you can put your billing information. You can have a credit card on file. Once again, we don't charge a penny or anything. It's like walking to the bar. You put the credit card, you know, open a tab. If you drink, you pay. No drink, no pay. Not a problem. That's the third step. But the fourth step is creating a limited user permission. You're going to create a limited access or a limited account for us. In that account, we're going to get access to a few more reports. And also, we're going to be able to open and manage cases. Same thing you do for a virtual assistant. Same exact thing for customer service or for your logistics, for wherever you need to create a limited user. That's it. These are the four steps of connection: basic information, API, billing information, and a limited user account. It takes 5 to 10 minutes, but depends how savvy or experienced you are with connecting your Amazon account to solutions. That's pretty much it.
I asked this because, and I won't mention the name just because I like to keep it positive, but there was a provider in the past that offered, I don't even want to say a similar solution, but only similar in the sense like surface similar in the sense that they recovered money owed to you from Amazon, and it was either automated or something, but they created too many cases or excessive queues or something.
Yeah. It was robotic. It was robotic. Yeah.
It penalized, like the account was put in jeopardy because of that. So what does Getida do to prevent something like that from happening? And have you ever had it happen?
No. So that's a very good point. So one thing, not just for reimbursements or recoveries, for anything Amazon related, Amazon doesn't want robotics. They don't want it because, you know, they don't want anything that's automated or scraping is, as far as I know, scraping is not really allowed. Also, like all these unique tools, or if they're really scraping, it's kind of TOS. So you should be aware of that. But in terms of to Getida, it's pretty simple for us. It's never automated. There's actually humans, our team that's opening cases on your behalf, and they're dealing with all the back and forth. So it's not robotic. We can't operate a machine that just opens cases, shoots at Amazon, because on the other side, Amazon actually has humans. So Amazon wants it to be humans against humans. They don't want to be humans against the machine. And if they identify you as a machine, that's when things happen. The reason is because, you know, they have humans on the other side really trying to help you. Now, if you're just bombarding claims, not only with volume, even with, it's not really well-baked. It's not fully researched. Amazon gets kind of annoyed by that because you're wasting their time, the time of their team. That team can really assist other sellers, which are providing baked, fully researched data, because Amazon wants this to be a streamlined thing. Wants to be a turnkey. They see the data, they understand it. Oh, we apologize. Here's your reimbursement. Let's move on. If you're just bombarding them with cases and cases and they're half-baked and they don't get you anywhere, it doesn't reflect well on the account. That's one component. More components are as follows. First of all, we're an authorized solution provider by Amazon. So if you visit Amazon Seller Central, the app store, you're going to find us there. This means we have a double commitment, a commitment to you, the seller, right? But also to Amazon. We're like Amazon sellers. The terms of service, data security, private policy, where's the data storage, everything. Sometimes the sellers push us, open more cases, be faster. Like, no. You understand? We're authorized. We're going to do this the right way. We're going to drip it in the way that Amazon feels comfortable to make sure the whole experience is very smooth and it's very, very effective. That's one component. That's another layer. Another layer to that is we're also available on the SPN, on the service provider network, because I want to make sure people understand we're not a tool and we're not a software. We're a solution. As a solution, we use software and tools, but we actually have a dedicated team working on your behalf. There's a whole army working on your behalf. And because of that, it's humans against humans. And to top it all off, our case management team, a big portion of them are ex-Amazon employees who used to work in those departments, the FBA reimbursements departments. So we know what we're looking for, how to present the issues, how to talk the lingo, and how to stay compliant throughout every step of the way.
Awesome. Can we talk a little bit, like, because I want to talk about the people that work at Getida. Whenever I have to go back in, and fortunately I don't, you know, something I want to do, a little side thing, is I have an in-house team just before we met and before I feel like it was even very popular, that a full team, that's all they do for us. Like I do fairly well as an Amazon seller, and they constantly owe me money, but you know, I'm scared to do it. Like, I want to say, you know what? I'm going to keep using my team. Why don't I practice what I preach here? And why don't I just turn some stuff over to Getida and see what my team is missing? The scary thing is if that number turns into a massive number, I now have a very hard conversation to have with my team. So
there's an old saying you don't know what you don't know. You can't blame them. You know, you have access to a data of, you know, maybe a couple hundred million in a year or something like that, but we have billions of dollars coming in every single day. And like I said, your technology, your experience takes you to maybe 10 feet down or 100 feet down, which is okay. You can't blame them, right?
I wouldn't be okay with 100 feet down. If I have a team that I've built, and I've been building it for this time, 100 feet down, and then I know there's a 10 mile gold finder, I want to believe I have 11 miles. So like that's how my mind works.
So the good news is there's good news and bad news. The good news is that you found it. You're probably going to get it back. The bad news is that you're kind of missing it through all this time, but you got to stop the bleeding as soon as possible. And like I said, whatever your team is good with, let them keep rolling with it. Whatever they're missing, we'll back it up. Not a problem.
No, I'm about to sit down with them and talk to them. I need to think about the aftermath because, I mean, this is what you do full time.
That's all we do,
You just get access to a lot more data than mine do, even though I have, you know, fairly large accounts. But still, it must be peanuts compared to the volume that you deal with across.
Not only that, I'll give you another explanation. So what happens is we're very passionate about solving challenges for our sellers. So what happens often is that our sellers come to us and like, yo, Gatita, check this out. Look what happened. Right away, we get excited. Yeah, show us. This shows this weird variation of things that happened to them that you could never even imagine that would happen. So if we're successful in solving that to them and we get them reimbursed, right away, we take that new claim type, right, or new variation. Then we check it across all of our clients. And that's how you get the network value effect. All of a sudden, our sellers are getting more because of that. It's a community approach. So one, we identify one new thing, not one new like new variation. Then we spread it across. Everybody wins. Your team will never gonna have that ability because they're secluded in their own little domain, which is okay. So you can't blame them for that. There's external powers.
I love how you're protecting the team already. I'm gonna let them listen to this before it airs so they can.
It's a team effort. Yeah.
I kind of rabbit holed on that one. I wanted to ask. I just had that like pop up in my head, but I wanted to ask about the team at Gatita that I've not met. What's really, is everybody local? Is it around the world? What's the ratio of like people to AI, if that's even a thing? Like what's the team makeup there? How do you get hired at Gatita?
Yeah, so we have a global team of 40 plus members. You know, we're headquartered in Teaneck, New Jersey. So I think in New Jersey and the headquarters, we have about 15 people, but a lot of them are still kind of at home because of the pandemic. We came into a hybrid. If you need an office space, you're welcome to come. There's enough space. If you want to stay at home, because whatever reason, stay at home. That's not a problem at all. We do have a global team. We have a team. We have a footprint in Israel for the single fact that around in 2019, we actually bought a competitor. So we merged because at the moment we identified talent that's out there, real talent that we can trust. We're also very friendly with our competitors. We have nothing bad to say about them. They're all good. They all do hard work. But when we kind of identify that things are an opportunity for us to get even better, we'll probably buy it really, really well. We'll probably be happy because we're very friendly people. We'll probably try to create an opportunity where get the most for the sellers. Do whatever you can as an organization, as a mindset to get more for the sellers. But in any case, we have a team in Israel. We have a team in Georgia, in Russia, India, in the Philippines, and in Canada. So I hope it's kind of a global effort.
Oh, that's amazing. What you're like synonymous. Gatita's like synonymous now for like, you know, especially amongst bigger sellers that I know, it's with when you want to get something done, like this is where you go to get your money back. What do you enjoy most about your job?
Oh, that's a good one. A lot of things. I have a real thrill being in the industry. I feel like this is a momentous time, historical times. You know, we're very, very privileged to be in the e-commerce space. You know, this whole thing got exacerbated, you know, the past year with the pandemic. Other industries got affected really, really hard, but we're very, very blessed to be in this. I guess to highlight what makes me happy now, I guess we have to kind of dig back into my roots, right? As a retailer, as a former Amazon seller. So, you know, Gatita was actually born from our experience as sellers. You know, about 11 years ago, I started selling online. It was mainly on eBay. Then in around 2013, we started selling on Amazon. And when I say we, I mean my partner, Max Born, who is still my partner today. He's the co-founder of Gatita. He's kind of my better half. He's more the math genius, the auditing guy. You know, I'm more like today, actually outside facing, kind of a face. You put a face to the name, a name to the face. But there's a whole team behind us and a lot of genius that done on his credits. I want to give him that. But in any case, we very quickly grew the business from 0 to 20 million in annual sales. And then later on, we became a part of a larger group that together as a group, we did about 100 million in sales. And much like your team, we had a dedicated team and a dedicated technology build just to tackle that because we found out on a high level on an annual basis that the discrepancy rate ranges between 1 to 3%. So, you know, doing 100 million, it can be 1 to 3 million annually. So we created the technology, created the team. And after we did that, we clutched it pretty nicely. We told our friends from the industry that we have this opportunity, right? We have this ability. So they told us, help us, we'll pay you. And that was the early genesis of Gatita. So over the years, it was kind of growing organically from, you know, word of mouth, you know, one happy kind of friend and client to another. And then we found ourselves in an interesting junction. We have two successful businesses, right? One of them is in retail. Other one is in technology and solutions, which that's what Gatita is. And we felt that with retail, we kind of peaked. We did a lot of beautiful things. And if we ever need, we can always come back to it. You know, things we know how to do, probably, you know, nobody can take it away from us. It's like our diploma. So we took a leap of faith. We said, if we're just going to jump in and focus just on Gatita and helping others, helping the sellers and have that mission really maximize itself, we're probably going to blow up. We're probably going to, you know, our talent, our skill, our might, and we're probably going to get even higher results. So we cashed out our retail positions. We didn't make any fancy exit. A fancy exit, we just cashed out our balance sheet. It was about $9 million worth of, you know, goods. So we cashed it out. And then once we really put our mind and effort and soul into just focusing on Gatita, it was really like a volcano. All of a sudden, not just the money and all the reimbursements that we already kind of touched, we were able to take a lot from our experience as Amazon sellers to our community, to our sellers. Because if you're a seller stock, you know, scaling from 100 grand to half a million, we've been there. Half a million, 10 million, we've been there. So whatever we can assist you with, you know, logistics, financing, whatever it is, we'll consult you or direct you free of charge. It's not like we were expecting to make anything, but we, if we cannot help you, we'll direct you where to go to trusted people from the industry that can. Because we felt like we're playing on the upper echelons. We can really identify the good ones, if we can call it this way. So they find the right choice to continued success. So that makes me very happy. The ability that we took the leap of faith, we focused on helping others. And so many entrepreneurs and so many businesses on a global level, more than 20% of our sellers are overseas. I guess tremendous satisfaction. I don't even know how, but looking back, I guess that's how I connect the dots.
The story keeps getting better and better with Gatita. I have one more question about that I want to ask really about this side of Gatita, as like my mind is calling it. And then I want to talk about the side that just, I mean, it's exciting to make money and get this money back. But this other part was a huge unknown to me until we spoke. And I want to talk about that. But before that, what does Gatita stand for? I mean, your co-founder, like, talk to me. Like, I researched this and a little bit, and I really couldn't find a straight answer. Who came up with it? What does it stand for?
Yeah, so Gatita is an acronym. It stands for Get IDA, which breaks down Get Intelligent Data Analytics. So the name is kind of a tribute to the world of auditing. Because when in auditing, when you see something at first, it doesn't seem like it means anything. But when you dive in, you get much more meaning and value. Same thing with the name. Gatita, okay, it doesn't look clear. It's Gatita, Gatita, you don't even know how to say it. When you actually break it down to components, it's actually more meanings and more value. A little bit of a tribute to the world of auditing, if you may.
So Get Intelligent Data.
Data Analytics.
Data Analytics. I love it. Educate me, man. I love it. So this other side of Gatita that I want to touch on, and then I want to be respectful of your time, is you have this amazing model. And I even asked you, I'm going to be honest, I asked you before the show if this is a cool topic to bring up, and you were completely open about it. Because I was like, maybe they don't want that motive to be so transparent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's genius. And that is, you have a seller that comes in, and let's say that they're doing, it seems like seven figures now, $1 million. That's at that's crazy number. That's the baseline now, right? It's that's nuts. Like when I
should be,
but what, right. But when I started, like, you don't hear anybody talking about making 100K anymore. Like when I started, 100K was like a really big deal. Anyhow, you know, so seven figures,
yeah,
seven figures. And you're able to recover, what's a good percentage that somebody can expect maybe to get back if they did seven figures in a year?
So I want to be very, very clear about this. The discrepancy rate can be 1-3% on the annual level. So anywhere between 10 to 30,000, either we get it for you, you get it for you, doesn't matter. But the opportunity to recover is maybe $10,000 to $30,000 on an annual basis.
Okay. So that 10, I'm going to use 30 because it's a bigger number, and hey, we're going with seven figures. So let's go best case scenario. So they get $30,000 back with from the relationship with Gatita. Now you as a business, if they do the same amount next year, that's great. They're probably going to work with you. They want to get that same 30,000, but you as a business, you want to grow and you want to make more money. Like you have, yes, you have a vested interest in this. So you actually, Gatita has a big part of their business that is actually educating and helping sellers grow. And you're not asking for anything. You're just like, I'm going to help you grow because next year, if you do 2 million, right, which you probably are, you know what goes on, they can now make 60,000. I've never heard of a greater win-win-win. Like, I want to know the genius. Like, where were you when you guys hatched this?
It was Max. This is Max. My partner Max is very into the mathematics. And when you audit, when you break down the components and S's of things, you find very interesting things. All of a sudden, things look in a, they seem to be in a different light. So once we discovered that, we went very bullish on sponsoring educational events that we can really identify as valuable. One thing is the meetup group, the South Florida meetup group. It was no brainer. We know this is a value. We know constant value. You're pushing them. I'm even shocked and impressed of the intensity of it, how much volume and ability to absorb the team and the group has. It's tremendous. So we have to take a part of this, because hopefully we're going to push our sellers to also join the group, and there they're going to keep growing, because it's an amazing industry. It's like, I always say this, like a day in e-commerce is like a whole year in conventional industries. Hyper dynamic, constantly changing, constantly evolving. And it's really exciting and exhilarating to be able to work with such entrepreneurs every single day. But yeah, we just throw them at the value. Whatever we can find value, we're going to either in a sponsor event, get free or discounted tickets, and then blast it across our networks, our distribution networks in terms of newsletter, social media, whatever it is. Here's a free ticket, or here's a discounted ticket. Go do yourself or your team a favor. Learn, listen, grow. Because if they do it successfully, and most of them do, we're good to go.
I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask just so my listeners don't kill me, is that, and you're just in such a unique position to have like insider information on like the answer for this. And that is, since you've created this win-win-win with Gatita, what is on the educational side? What is that one thing that anyone listening to this, regardless of their size, what's the one thing you've been able to see that if a seller does, it stands the greatest chance of helping them be better next year or next month?
It's a great question. I think it's the switch you put, understanding that this is not a side hustle. This is not a side thing. This is a profession. The moment they realize it's a profession, as that professional, it's multi-layered. It's not just one thing moves the entire needle. It's so many things all aligned together. The stars need to kind of align, and then the needle moves and moves beautifully. It's like, it's almost like art. It's almost like a symphony. It's not like who makes a symphony? No, the symphony is a whole variety of players, and each one of them is so skilled at what they do and honed in. So it could be yourself, it could be your team, it could be the software, the tools they're using. All you're like the orchestra manager, really. As an entrepreneur, you gotta make all the signals, and then everybody kind of plays to the right tune, and then that beautiful music of wealth creation or profit creation or revenue, which hopefully it's profitable creation, gets generated. So all these components coming in, and I think only are achievable once you realize this is your profession. Like a lawyer or doctor that gets educated, they realize this is where they are. It's not a side hustle. You didn't invest all these years in law school and all that money just to make it a side hustle. You're probably going to be very, very serious about it, and you're going to build yourself accordingly and keep training yourself and evolving yourself. And that is something that I can clearly identify that works for the sellers.
What you just said reminded me of a podcast I listened to, and it looks like it's going to make it into my regular circuit of shows that I listen to. And it's, I think it's called the Dropping Bombs podcast. I don't know if you've heard of it, and very entrepreneurial, very raw. And he has this sound effect that when someone, a guest on the show, like really drops a bomb, that you hear this bomb on the show. I thought it was cheesy at first, and then it grows on you. And I have this new piece of equipment, this Rode podcaster that I treated myself to since the podcast has gotten bigger. Congrats. And this is the first time I've like, I wish I had that bomb right there. Like that was amazing. It sounded like what you said, treat it like a business and it'll pay you like a business. Treat it like a hobby and it's going to pay you like a hobby.
Yeah.
So Yoni, you've been amazing. You exceeded all expectations. Is there something that you feel that I forgot to ask you that you would really want listeners to know?
Maybe something about the books or,
Oh no, that's coming. That's coming. That shows you're a listener to the show or you're remembering the prep. That's coming. You're not going to escape that way. We're going to get those books out of you.
I think you're squeezing me pretty hard. You know, I don't know.
All right. Oh, that's good. That's a good squeeze then. I'm hoping I get squeezed on your show soon.
Oh, you better be ready. Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm going
to
do push-ups.
I have so much to ask. That's
great. Yoni, how can people get a hold of you? And best way to get a hold of you, start working with Gatita, ask you any questions. I mean, you're the chief growth officer. And also, what is your favorite books and why? Book or books?
Yeah, got it. So to reach out to me, you can reach out to me directly at my email. It's Yoni M. So Y-O-N-I-M for mama @Gatita.com. You can also visit gatita.com. There's a free sign up or there's a chat box. You can reach out. We have a friendly team. I'm also pretty active on social media, on LinkedIn and Facebook. You just, you know, put my name, Yoni Mazur, you'll probably find me. In terms of books or a book, so this is, you know, it's a global hit. It's a global, you know, this first book that I'm going to do a little, I'm going to give you a triangle. I'm going to give you three. So one of them is Sapiens. It's by Yuval Noah Harari. This is, he wrote it a few years ago and he has already two more books, which I'm also kind of reading. It makes you understand where humanity is and why. So many layers. You got politics, you got army, you got economy. So it makes you understand like today, because, and the way he breaks it down is just phenomenal. The second one will be, this is more if you're really trying to scale your business. This is from Jack Welch. He was the CEO of General Electric, GE. It's called Straight from the Gut. You know, in a nutshell, he took, in 1980, he came to General Electric, a 100-year-old company created by Thomas Edison. And he scaled it from 20 billion to 100 billion in 20 years. And the interesting thing how he did it was, GE was involved in many, many industries, right? And he said, and in every industry that we're in, we have to be number one or number two. If we're number three and down, we cut it off, we sell it off. And that's what he did. He trimmed all the fat. He focused on the stuff that are their leaders and doubled down. It made it like a ballistic missile. So I think that was a very important lesson. Plus, internally, he also put a lot of focus on education. He created this, I think it's Skedaddy. I hope I'm not botching the name. It's a place in, I think, in Connecticut or upstate New York where it's a school they made for GE people. So they can call them GE heads. Internally, for my organization, I like it to call it Gatita heads. I'm trying to create like Gatita heads when you have that mindset of growth, value, and stuff like that. That's the second book. Last book, for brand owners, you're trying to create your brand. The brands of all brands is Nike. So Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, he created Nike. Interesting anecdote. He was a reseller at the beginning. He used to resell a Japanese brand. It's called Shikita or something like that. I don't even remember the brand name, but he had that license to sell it in the West Coast. And when things were shaking up with that brand, he was pushed and forced to create his own brand. He created Nike, and the rest is history. So kind of the story of many Amazon sellers start from reselling, going into the private label and creating a sustainable brand. That's a little triangle I hope you know, the sellers will find useful.
No, it's an amazing triangle. Sorry, I was on mute there, but it's an amazing triangle. We also have something in common, as I believe we're also reading at the same time, just same pure coincidence.
Yeah.
21 Lessons for the 21st Century by the author of Sapiens, which I've read those three books. I agree with you 100%. They're amazing. I think I've read Sapiens twice.
Yes. I'm probably going to do my second round. I hear that a lot of people will try to read it like once a year, once every few years, because it aligns you, it calibrates you in a very unique way. I think I'm going to read it again. I have to.
Yeah. Yuval is deep. Thank you so much, Yoni, for your time. Huge, huge, huge thanks. We're definitely going to stay in touch and I definitely see you coming back on the show soon. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. And I will talk to everybody else next week.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and a review of the show. Until next time.